Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Gittin, Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos Esrbas Rachel, Shishi B'zachar to find your Ziva Kagun B'Karav Mamesh. And Mishnah Beis tells us, so Isha Amro, let's say a wife said, Iskabli Giti, accept my get for me. This is what she told her Shliach, obviously. Tzricha Shtei Kite Edim, she needs two groups of Edim to testify that she's actually divorced. Shnaim Sha'imrim B'Fanenu Amro, two Edim, meaning one group, has to say that in front of us, she appointed that guy as a Shliach to accept her get. Shnaim Sha'imrim and two people saying, B'Fanenu Kibel V'Kara, then in front of us, that Shliach accepted it and he tore it up. Now, why is it we need two groups of Edim? And why is it that we're tearing up the get? And that's because we're talking about a particular situation that's called Bishas Hashmad. This is a time where the Goyim said that Yidden are not allowed to keep mitzvahs, they're not allowed to keep their halachas or any of their laws, and therefore it was actually dangerous for her to hold on to a get. And that's why we're tearing up the get, so there's no evidence of the get ever happening. Now, obviously, she has to be able to prove to Bezdin that she was divorced, and that's why she has to have these two groups of Edim. One of them testifying that she appointed that fellow as a Shliach LeKabbalah, and another group of Edim testifying that he actually received the get and that he tore it up afterwards. Now, who are these two groups of Edim? The Mishnah clarifies, Afilu Heinu Rishayinu Veheinu Achrayinim, even if the first and second ones are the same, meaning we can have the same two people being the first group and the second group. It could be that we have one from the first group, one from the second, and another one who's being Mitzarif with both of them, meaning we could have any sort of combination of people being Edim regarding these two different things that were happening. Now, we want to talk about her Nara, and we know that there's three stages in a girl's development. She's a Ketana up until age 12. She's a Bageres from 12 and a half and on, and in between 12 and 12 and a half, she's called a Nara. And this is a unique stage, because in some ways, she's considered to be in her own Rishos. She's already 12, she's Chayav in Mitzvahs, she can make a Kenyan, she can do many other things as well. However, she's still somewhat considered to be in her father's Rishos. So the Mishnah tells us, Nara Hamay Rasa. We have a Nara who accepted Erusin. She's not fully married, it's not Nisuin yet, but it's just Erusin. So she's still in the Rishos of her father, and now her Aris wants to divorce her and give her a get. He ve'alvia mekabel nezgita, either her or her father could accept her get for her. However, Amar Behuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ein shtei yadayim zechas ke'echas, two hands can't be zecha like one. Ella avia mekabel zgita bovad. In this situation, she is an amarasa. Only her father could accept her get." And the Mishnah concludes, "V'chol she'ni yachal lishmas gita. If a woman doesn't have enough das to guard her own get, she doesn't understand what this piece of paper is. Ein yachal is garish. She's not able to be divorced even through the agency of her father." Now we go on to Mishnah Gimel, beginning to discuss a ketana. Ketana she'amra. We have a ketana who was married, and she told a shliach, "Iskabuli giti. I want you to accept my get for me." It's not a valid get until it actually reaches her hand. If the husband wants to be chayzer and take the get back, even after he gave it to the shliach, he could be chayzer. Because a katan can't make a shliach. And even though this ketana tried to make this fellow a shliach, he's not a shliach lekabbalah, he's only a shliach lehailacha. So she's only divorced once she actually receives the get in her hand, and that's why, as long as it's still by the shliach, the husband could be chayzer if he wants to. But if her father told the shliach, "I want you to accept the get for my daughter." If the husband wants to be chazer after he gave the get to the shliach, he can't be chazer because the father appointed him as a shliach lekabbalah, and therefore the moment he receives the get, the daughter who's a ketana is automatically divorced. And now moving on to another case. Let's say a husband tells a shliach, "Ten get zel ishti b'makam plaini. I want you to give this get to my wife in that particular place." And the shliach happened to have bumped into the wife in a different place, so he gave it to her over there. Puzzle, it's not a valid get, because the husband had a cheshbin. He only wanted his wife to be divorced in that area, in that place, because they're not going to make fun of him or say mean things about him, but they will in a different place, and therefore her gerushin in a different place is not valid. However, let's say he told a shliach, "Harei hi b'makam plaini. She happens to be in that place." And the shliach gave it to her in a different place, because he happened to have bumped into her in that other place. Kasher, it's still a valid get, because the husband wasn't trying to tell the shliach, "Divorce her only in that area." He was just guiding him. "You want to know where to find my wife? You could probably find her in the mall shopping." But that doesn't mean to say if he found her in the cafe that he can't divorce her over there. And similarly, the other way around. Let's say a woman told her shliach, "Hiskabli giti b'makam plaini. I want you to accept my get for me in that place." And he accepted it for her in a different place. Puzzle, it's not valid. However, Reb Lezer says it is kosher, and that's because Reb Lezer holds that a woman is not makbid where her get is received for her. And similarly, if a wife told her shliach, "Havei li giti b'makam plaini, bring me my get from that place," and he brought it from a different place, kosher, it's a valid get, because she never appointed him to be a shliach lekabbalah. She said, "I just want you to bring it to me." And she's only divorced once it reaches her, and therefore it doesn't really make a difference where the shliach takes the get from the husband. All he has to do is bring it to her, and only then she's divorced. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Dollar and Hay, continuing to discuss shlichas by get. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.